Welcome to episode 17 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, selecting back to an exact point in the audio. Imagine that there's a section of script that you redid inside a single take. In this episode, we'll go over an easy way to get to it, without having to listen to a lot of audio in between. Here's today's audio technology factoid. There are multiple resources that support audio on Linux. A large number of them are open source using the GNU General Public License, which requires copyleft licensing. There are many music audio and composition programs for professional and amateur musicians to choose from. Linux is host to streaming tools for radio stations, both those on air and the internet, and many audio editing tools as well. It's a tall order to try to list them all, but try putting just Linux audio into your favorite search engine and sit back for much more than you will be able to read in one sitting. The takeaway is that open source is becoming increasingly mainstream, and that an audio tool that meets your specific needs is likely there waiting for you to install and use it. Today's feature Linux audio tip is selecting back to an exact point in the audio. Imagine that there's a section of script that you redid inside a single take. There are some advantages to just starting to record and letting it continue recording through pronunciation mistakes and other errors such as misplaced enunciation emphasis. This is not punch and roll recording, where you stop and redo right on the spot. I suppose that could be done in Linux with a Bash or Python script controlling socks, but I'm more comfortable to just re-say the messed up word or line and keep going. One thing about punch and roll is you have to take your mind off the script while you're clicking an icon or hunting for a hotkey combination. Either way, your verbal flow is interrupted. Suppose, for example, that a word hits your eye wrong at first, and you say a similar word in your recording and realize immediately what the right word is. Mixing up Austria and Australia is a plausible example scenario. In those cases, I just re-say the phrase with the word error and keep on going with the script. Now, what to do with that error? The good bit of the recording is in there too. Here's how to find the bad part so as to cut it out. First, import the audio into your audio editor. This description is using Audacity. When you come across the start of the part with the error, while listening to the playback for quality assurance, set your cursor to where the playhead is right at the start of the bad audio. Then hit the left square bracket key. This will open a window titled Set Left Selection Boundary, and it will display the cursor position in hours, minutes, and seconds to the nearest thousandth of a second. Be sure to write down the specific selection start position, down to the thousandth of a second, as you will likely lose your marker when you continue listening, not knowing yet where the ending is. By writing down the start location, you will be able to restore it readily when you need it. From here, go on to set the end of the selection. Continue listening until you reach the end of the bad audio, and set your cursor to just before where the good audio starts again. Hit the right square bracket key. This will open a window titled Set Right Selection Boundary, and it will display the cursor position in hours, minutes, and seconds to the nearest thousandth of a second. Click OK or press the Enter key, whichever you prefer, and this sets your end selection marker. Now hit the left square bracket key. This will open a window titled Set Left Selection Boundary, and it will display the current cursor position. That is the end selection position where you are, in hours, minutes, and seconds to the nearest thousandth of a second. Edit the position values in this window to the start selection position you wrote down a moment ago. Again, click OK or press the Enter key, whichever you prefer, and this sets your start selection marker. You should see the selected area highlighted and running off the screen into the earlier part of the recording. At this point, I use the Ctrl-L function to change all the bad audio to silence. This is something we'll go into in more detail in the next episode. Now, hit Control left bracket, which will bring the start of the selection front and center in your track view. Upon deleting the selection, your recording continues on into the good part, like no errors occurred at all. Next time, we'll cover whether to delete or silence unwanted artifacts. That's it for now. Happy audio work! Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.